This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Charity, and I play Genevieve on Boom. I want to talk to you about supporting Boom and Observer Pictures. This show exists because of you, the listener. Supporting us through Patreon will help ensure we always give you the best quality show we can. As a patron, you'll get exclusive episodes and merchandise, tons of other stuff, including potentially a quarterly live chat with writer-director Faith McQuinn, and any other person that you might want to talk to in the cast. Hint, 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 Genevieve's pretty awesome. So please visit boom.observerpictures.com and click on Become a Member to join Patreon today.
Observer Pictures presents Boom, a serial drama podcast, written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 28, Yellowstone. It's summer 2005. High school is over. College has yet to begin. Luke is in the driver's seat of his Volvo station wagon. Porter is in the passenger seat. Genevieve is asleep on Dax's lap in the back. They're somewhere in Nebraska heading towards Yellowstone.
That sign said Country Inn or something?
Nope.
Is it a money thing? I'll pay for it.
It's not a money thing, man. If we don't get there first thing, we might not get a spot. Summer's the peak time, dude.
I know, but I just don't want to be in the car anymore. Don't you just want a little rest? It's what? It's not even 7. We could eat, sleep a little, and then get up really early. Or we could stay at a hotel and get there early Saturday.
Saturday? I want to be there tomorrow.
You guys said driving would be fun. This is not fun.
This is fun. Look at the landscape. It's beautiful.
It's dark.
I'm the one driving. What are you even complaining about?
We could have just rented a cabin or stayed in one of the reserve spots, like I said. We still can.
Damn it, Dax. You're supposed to be on my side. I said when we got in the car that we were just going to drive right through.
Yeah, but I thought you changed your mind when you remembered it was a 24-hour drive.
Can we at least stop to eat? I mean, like a place where we can get out and sit at a table?
That's what the cooler is for. We're making great time.
Luke, please. Just stop somewhere so the bus shut up.
We're not stopping at a hotel, Jen.
I'm not asking you to stop for the night. I understand you want to get there early, but let's at least stop at a restaurant without fried food. You need a break, too. Let someone else drive for a bit. Guys, please promise Luke you will not stop at a hotel if you take over driving.
Only if we eat.
At a restaurant that doesn't have a drive-thru.
Yes!
And only if you swear we'll stop at the Arch on the way home.
The Arch?
Oh,
really?
What? You don't want to see the tallest monument in the country?
Really? It's the tallest monument in the country?
Yup.
Did you know that before you looked it up?
Yes. I passed American history the first time.
Ooh. Oh, that's a low blow.
Fine, I'll stop. But if any of you fuck up my car...
You won't even notice? This poor station wagon has been through some shit.
Don't talk about Lucy like that.
Look, there's just no good climbing in the park.
But...
And I'm absolutely not doing anything dealing with ice. Are you nuts?
Obviously.
We don't have to stay in Yellowstone the whole time.
Wasn't that the point of this trip?
We didn't even bring gear.
I brought gear. Come on, it'll be fun.
Luke, we're just going to hike, see some geysers, and relax.
Who the hell are you people? We don't relax on trips.
We do on this one. I need to get my mind off getting hugged by Mrs. Larimore.
Oh, but she was so proud of you for being valedictorian. I'm pretty sure your speech made her cry.
Hey, we can go climbing later this summer. Okay, man?
Pussies.
What did you say?
I'm sorry. It just slipped out.
You talked us into staying in tents. We drove all the way through so you could get the best spot. We're tired and achy, and no one wants to go climbing. Don't you want us all to enjoy the trip, too? Yeah,
of course I do. And I said sorry.
Oh, was that supposed to cover everything? I thought that was just for your misogynistic insult. I can't...
Hey!
What?
Right now, we're setting up camp. I'm gonna take a nap because this damn car was uncomfortable. We can walk around a little later, have some lunch,
and... Go fishing.
Sure. That sounds great.
Woo, fishing. I want to see a moose or a bear.
We can figure out the rest of the week from there.
Sounds like a plan. Here, Jen. You know how to set this up, right?
Wow, now there's something you don't...
Shh.
Sorry, it's not like I'm gonna scare it, though. It's a buffalo.
I didn't think you'd scare it away. I just didn't want you talking to me while I'm taking pictures. What's up?
Well, I wanted to apologize for being such an ass yesterday.
You already did. Don't worry about it. Smile. I wish you'd talk stuff through with us first, though. I mean, you knew we weren't going to go climbing. This was just supposed to be a fun trip.
Climbing is fun.
For you guys, but I don't love it. And we all agreed this was going to be fun for all of us, right? I mean, my dad thinks Anna's here too, so I'd rather not break my leg, him find out or something, than be grounded the rest of the summer. You guys would be so bored without me. Are Porter and Dax up?
Yeah, they're eating breakfast. You want something?
I had a breakfast bar. I'm good.
We're about to go on a 10-mile hike, maybe eat some eggs.
Did you cook them?
I am done with all of you insulting my food. I'm getting better.
Okay. We had fun yesterday, though, right?
I guess Old Faithful was cool.
Shut up. You know it was cool. And I have pictures of your goofy grin to prove it.
You'll burn those.
I will blow them up and frame them and give them to everybody for Christmas.
Holy shit, it is beautiful out here.
Always the poet.
Jen, you getting pictures with us, right?
I've taken a full roll already.
Seriously, man, I could live out here. Thanks for coming.
Did you really think I'd miss this?
Actually, yeah.
Wait, you're serious?
Look, man, it's just... We haven't been hanging out as much.
What do you mean? I've seen you, like... Every weekend this summer.
I meant, fuck. I don't want to get all touchy-feely and shit, but... You know, it used to be us.
Where the hell is this coming from? Do you think we're not friends anymore?
I don't know.
I'm a little hurt. You're my best friend.
Not Jen.
I mean, she's my best friend too. And Dax. But you and me, I mean, we've been through shit together.
I guess.
You've got nothing to worry about. love you, man.
Do you really?
Fuck off.
I'm not sure this is the best time, but I've decided I'm gonna go to MTSU.
Oh. That's cool, man. Did something happen with Georgia Tech?
No, I think I want to be closer to home. You know, Mom needs me to do stuff, and she, I don't know.
Did she ask you to stay closer?
No, but...
But what? Georgia Tech's a way better school for you. And I'll be there.
Yeah, I know. It's just... It feels like the right thing, though.
You're gonna miss me.
You'll have to write to me.
Every day.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. You in Georgia, Dax all the way in California, Jen in Knoxville.
We're not gone yet.
I know, but you will be.
We'll be back. Christmas, summer.
Yeah, maybe.
What you love birds talking about?
Luke's divorcing me.
Oh, hopefully it was civil. I hate ugly breakups.
You told him?
Wait, Dax knew?
I did too.
What the hell, man?
Sorry, I didn't know how to tell you.
So you told them?
Excuse me, we're his friends too.
Yeah, but I'm the one who has to deal with a new roommate.
You'll be fine. You're a big boy.
Yeah, you're pretty good at making friends. Everybody loves you.
We could rent bikes.
I say we do the kayak tour. We always bike. We can bike at home. Plus, I don't like riding other people's bikes.
Kayaking sounds okay.
What do you want to do?
I still want to climb.
No! We are not going climbing. End of story.
No, I'll just go by myself then.
And take the only car? Gee, that's smart.
You guys never want to do what I want to do.
Sorry, are you 12?
What else do you want to do?
Kayaking sounds good. Let's do that.
Okay, so you're going to bed now? Great, awesome. I guess that's the end of that.
Great. Kayaking it is. I'm going to bed.
What was that? Did you hear that? Dax. Dax!
What?
Did you hear that?
Holy shit!
I'm up.
What's going on?
Luke is gone!
What?
Did he say anything to you?
He probably just went to get something. I'm sure he'll be right back.
He was pissed about the climbing.
Yeah. He's just blowing off some steam. I'm going back to bed.
Porter?
Walking at night isn't the safest around here. I'm sure he just took a drive.
Just go back to sleep.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
What time is it?
8:30.
Fuck.
I'm sure.
It's been 6 hours, Dax. He's not coming back.
Maybe he got lost.
Mr. Wilderness Man did not get lost. How far is it to the station?
8 miles.
We can walk that.
Really? We should just stay here.
But all the food is in the car. What are we supposed to eat if we stay here?
I have a couple of energy bars in a bag. We'll be fine for a few hours. There are other campers nearby. I'm sure they'll let us have something to eat.
Does your phone work?
I already tried. He left his here.
We should call the ranger station.
Great, let's do that. Do you have the number?
I wrote it down.
Okay.
It's in the car.
Oh my God. Then we call 911.
We're not calling 911.
I say we just walk to the station. We can't stay here all day with no food.
So we'll pack up everything and go walking 8 miles for help?
Like I said, there are other campers. We don't need to walk 8 miles. We'll just ask them.
For what? A ride to where? He left us here. If he decided to go climbing, that's 2 hours from here. Is he just gonna come back when he's done? If we pack up, he won't know where we went. Do you think he'll just wait for us to come back?
Why does he still have these stupid tantrums? Damn it, we're about to go to college. He can't keep acting like this.
I'm gonna walk around and see if I can find someone else.
How the fuck are you so calm?
Someone has to be when the two of you are acting like we're gonna die out here.
We could!
It's Yellowstone, Jen, not the fucking Sahara.
Well, shit.
You're all up.
You asshole!
You realize you drove off with all the food in the car, right?
I didn't really mean to be gone so long.
Nope! Shut up! I don't want to hear one excuse come out of your godforsaken mouth. You left us in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. I don't even know why I'm surprised. You always do this.
I've never done this.
No, you've never done this exact thing, but prom?
That was...
You didn't want to go at the last minute because of some minuscule thing you couldn't get over. On Dax's birthday, you got all weird and left. Shall I go on?
Luke. You should have just talked to us.
He should have just kept his butt in the friggin' tent.
I did talk to you, but you all wanted to go kayaking. We are out in some of the most beautiful...
Stop talking! You don't have to climb a bunch of rocks to see the beauty of this place. You can see it right now. You could have seen it on a bike ride or kayaking, but because you didn't get your way, you threw another tantrum.
Fine. We'll go kayaking.
That's not the point, man.
Look... I'm really, really sorry. I fucked up. I really didn't mean to be gone so long. And I completely forgot about the food. I wasn't thinking.
Of course you weren't.
Whatever I can do to make it up to you, I'll do.
We're staying at a hotel tonight.
Okay.
And we're stopping in St. Louis so Dax can see the arch.
Sure. Of course.
And you're buying dinner. Tonight. And tomorrow.
I can do that.
All right, we should start packing. Get on the road before it gets crazy.
I am sorry.
We know, Luke.
Porter, you're pretty quiet over there.
I just want to pack and go. I'm over it.
Really? You got nothing for me? We could go through Colorado like you wanted.
Sure, whatever.
Wow. Well, that's the quickest you've ever forgiven me.
I haven't forgiven you. Yet. I mean, yesterday you were so fucking worried that we weren't friends anymore. And we were fine. Everything was... Fuck. I'm just done with this.
I'm really sorry.
You know, Luke, what's gonna happen the day we stop forgiving you? This was the craziest shit you've pulled to date. And that's seriously saying something. But we're all gonna forgive you because that's what we do. Because we're your friends. We're your only friends. One day you're gonna do something so bad, you'll push one of us too far. And then you won't have us anymore. I think it's good you decided to go to MTSU instead. You need to meet some new people, have a chance to be away from us for a little while. It'll be good for you. It'll be good for all of us.
Join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Boom. This episode featured the voices of Garrett DeLosier as Porter, Charity Spencer as Genevieve, Brian Irwin as Luke, Avalon Heron as Dax, and me, Michael R., as the narrator.
Season 3 was recorded at New Mind Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, and Pod Studio 1 in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Production sound, Matthew L. Hankins. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Sound design and mixing, Joshua Sui. Original music, Brian Irwin. Assistant director, Delilah Ferrer. Production assistant, Van Donnell. Social media guru, Ryan Allen. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and consider giving us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information, where to find us on social media, and ways to donate to the show, please visit boom.observerpictures.com. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast with a friend.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.